I have a question. Yeah. In the walking meditation, objects coming very fast, and but I go very quickly.
Yeah.
Is that the right way to?
Yeah, nature is very quick, very fast. Natural process is very fast because we are, our awareness not very sharp, not very fast. That's why we need to focus one by one. But awareness becomes sharp, no need to focus. He can see many things very fast, right?
And also in the talking meditation, immediately I go in my story. I'm lost in the story, so no focus.
Cannot focus, but you can know your thoughts, your intention. This is a habit. And your sound, your voice, and your action, your face, how you can feel. Right? But one by one, one sentence and rest. One sentence, rest, then you slow.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Right.
Concerning the mind, when you have the thinking mind and the observing mind, is that the brains who is working or?
No, brain. Don't think about brain. This you can feel, you can know, right?
Or it's not important.
Yeah, location is not important. You know you know the what's happening is okay. Don't think about location. Because this is a concept. You think it's a thinking, observing mind is here. This is the mind think.
And because sometimes I think...
Feeling is here.
It's coming here.
Oh. Whatever, this is a location. The mind think here is here. If you someone all the time watching here, this place, then he feel everything here, like this. So if you know the mind, then every object in the mind. So you think the location, the where is the mind, then you think where. This is a concept.
That's concept.
Right. Oh, yes. Whatever you can experience is okay. Then later it change. Right? That's enough.
Thank you.
So are you recommending to watch here?
Before I teach here. But some people they cannot see the mind. They can see the physical sensation. Yeah. So the mind is, you know what is the mind, then you can aware of the mind, because of understanding. That's why I asked Yogi, how do you know you have a mind? How do you know you have a mind, you have the mind? How do you know? Because of thinking, because of feeling, because of intention, right? You know your feeling, your thoughts, your intention is me. You are knowing your mind, right?
So I try to investigate a little bit what my mind does when it gets involved in thoughts.
Right.
And I could clearly see that it's a habit to get attached.
Yeah.
And I saw an object and I saw the mind and I saw... like energy that moves.
The whole life we are doing already. That's why the mind automatically happy to the involved with the thoughts. Right.
So I realize that it's just the process and let it be and observe it for some time.
If you can aware, then you can know, you can investigate, you can learn. Yeah.
So I learned something that I cannot change it, and then it has never come back.
Right.
There are thoughts, but I don't get involved.
Yeah.
So,
you cannot change. You can learn. You can know. You can aware. Yes.
And I had another experience. As you said, meditation is a learning process.
Right.
So what happens that when I don't know, when I don't understand what's the mind doing or what's the feeling
happening?
What's happening?
Mm.
Then I only ask, and I don't know.
Mm.
So there a picture or something appears, which shows clearly, like quick sequence of situations, and I, from that, I learned that everything's conditioned. and we couldn't see the beginning.
Yeah, right.
So that was
as much as you can.
And it repeated during several meditations, so I know that now when I don't know clearly what's happening, I just accept that.
Yeah, right.
It's at it, as it
depend
is.
Depend on your awareness, faster and skillful understanding, then you can see more detail about certain level activity of mind. One yogi said, she noticed her thoughts. Before the thought is beginning, we cannot know. In middle story, then we notice, or sometimes at the nearly end, we notice. And slowly, when it becomes habit to thought, aware of the thoughts, suddenly he noticed the beginning of sentence. Then the sentence is not coming. So, but another mind can see before the thoughts, story is already finished. So many level in the thought, many subtle levels did there. Story is finished. Because of this story, then the mind can use the sentence.
Yeah.
Even the sentence, we cannot notice beginning. So the mind quality very fast. But the bear on your awareness quality, then you can see more things, subtle level of thoughts, process.
And the last thing is that last three nights I couldn't sleep, but I was so fresh and awake. I woke up every 3 hours.
Yes.
And looked at the mobile phone what time it is. And then I said, no, it's not time to get up. The body must rest for another hour and stayed until 3.
Because your body said enough.
Yeah.
The mind is not tired, so no need too much sleep.
So
meditator is because of old habit.
Yeah.
People think all the time old idea.
Yeah, but anyway, at 4 I have to go because it has no sense to stay in bed, so
not,
I go to meditate.
Sleep. Not, you cannot say not sleep, because of sleep, little bit, because awake.
Yeah.
If you too much moha, people, they sleep a lot. Mm-hmm. And then awareness becomes sharp, momentum come, cannot sleep totally, like the whole night like this. Sleep and body move, he notice awareness come back, and go back to sleep. Very fast. Because of the mind, very sensitive. A little bit sound, he wake up. Body move, he wake up. Because awareness becomes sharp.
And I only get tired when I get tired, and then I notice there was a wrong attitude or wrong view.
Right.
When I am aware at that moment, energy comes again.
Right. So. Because of your raw attitude, then immediately the body and mind is tired, right? Very sensitive.
So
this is the nature. The more body, no need to sleep. The mind is awake. And here, we no need to use a lot of body energy. So you cannot sleep too long. This is the body's response, show you. That much is okay. But your idea is old idea. The night must be sleep 6 hours. Some people, they believe 6 hours not sleep and something wrong. So the whole day she sleeping. This idea make all the background and make this sleepy. Then he asked me, how long do you need to sleep? I said 4 hours enough for meditator. The whole day meditate in center, no need too long. 3 hours, 4 hours enough. Awake, the body enough, finish, rest. Then next day, if she not sleep 6 hours, also she's okay. Before she's believe this idea, then the whole day problem.
So that's all. Thank you.
This is a mind is very funny.
Okay, so yesterday I had a similar experience as 2 days ago. But it took much longer time.
Body?
The experience took much longer time.
Why?
I was sitting here at the Dhamma talks, at the discussions, And well, I got into state of calmness and very very peaceful state of mind.
Mm-hmm.
And well, like the seeing and hearing was very sharp and very very vivid. And I was aware actually of the many sounds at the same time.
Mm.
And yeah, and it was like without. Focusing, like without trying to
mindful,
listen or right. trying to look.
Naturally happening.
Yeah.
That means nature happening, your mind is notice. That time practice very easy. No need to practice. No need to, like a before practice. Before is you must try to mindful or try to focus. No, now the mind becomes strong.
Mm.
So let it be.
Yeah,
you can know nature is happening.
Mm. Yeah, like awareness felt very strong,
right?
But I also noticed that I was like less aware of the body,
mm.
and like the body was just sitting there.
Mm.
And well, after some time, I noticed that the body is cold, so maybe cold, like
cool.
feeling cold.
And?
So maybe I should like put something on,
yes.
wear right. something. So
idea come, thinking
yeah.
come, yeah.
So I just took the jacket and started to wear it,
mm.
and it felt like very very slow. The motion was very slow, and I felt every sensation as I was putting it on,
mm.
like the jacket. So it was very like.
But you are not very doing not very slow, right?
No.
Yes.
No, I felt like normal, but
normal.
It felt like
when it's more faster than your action,
yeah.
more stronger. That's why the process it become you think become slow. Because the watcher is more faster, right?
Mm-hmm.
More
mm-hmm.
stronger,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
To be like this, right?
Well, and also I had a feeling like I have to somehow learn how to use the body again because
mm-hmm.
I have to learn how to use the body again because it was
use
like
the body again.
Yeah, I mean,
what meaning?
Because it felt like it was not my body, so. So it felt like, yeah, okay, I have hands, and so now what can I
you
do with them?
You need to buy another one body.
So, yeah.
That's why, when you feel the nature happening, that time everything is not yours.
Yeah.
That idea, another idea is very strong.
Mm.
That is the vipassana.
Mm.
Vipassana practice, another is more stronger. Mm. You involve all the time, then other self is more stronger.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. Again and again. More stronger and stronger, naturally. So, this is a nature. This body is not your. But you can use.
Yeah, I know. I'm
if you have a mind, you can use. Because the body and mind connection have.
Yeah.
The mind, whatever the mind order, the body follow, right?
Yeah.
You can use.
I mean, it just felt strange, you know, and slowly I realized how to move and so on again. But,
so you check your mind and
yeah.
think your mind and check the mind and the mind say something, the body move. Don't
mm.
worry.
Yeah.
don't worry.
Well, then.
That's why in the understanding changing, wisdom is grow, your view is slowly. Different before
mm-hmm,
and now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, so this was like going on.
Yeah.
Then this discussion was over, so I went to the Dhamma hall to sit.
Just stay like this. Yeah?
Sitting meditation. Yeah. I was not sure what exactly to do. Like
nothing to do that time. Yeah. Nothing to do.
Yeah.
Just checking
yeah.
awareness present or not. Present or not. That's all. That's all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I tried.
Because nature is working, right?
Right.
Nature is naturally he's walking, like a bicycle. You ride the bicycle. If a moment then come, you no need to like this,
mm.
right?
Mm.
Just free, just a little bit. Then he continue going.
Mm.
No need to beginning like this.
Yeah. So
right.
I was just checking like because the seeing and hearing was the most obvious.
Right.
So I was just trying to. Catch if it's possible to for example to see and
yeah.
hear at the same
yeah.
time.
Yeah.
So it was like yeah, it is happening at the same time.
Right.
Like I was able to hear many sounds.
Yeah.
And at the same time see everything
right.
without looking at anything.
Yeah. Seeing and hearing is more obvious. No need to aware, it already happened. He come to tell you to already know.
So, but then it was like dinner and the time for the talking meditation. And this felt like very strange because I was still in this kind of new experience. And I found out that I could listen to what the people were talking about.
Yes.
But I was not able to say anything because the thoughts were not coming.
Thoughts
were not coming. They were not. I was not able to express myself. I mean, because there were no thoughts. I mean, I wanted to say something.
Yeah.
But just the ideas were not coming to the mind, so I just couldn't tell anything. Like, or.
But
maybe I was able to tell one sentence, but not able to continue because there were no subsequent thoughts.
So you know you want to talk, right? You mentor call it. Then when your communication time, you are aware. That's enough. Stay like this slowly. Long time, you know you can talk.
Now
you talk. Now you must talk.
Okay.
Now you can play this now.
Okay.
Right.
But still, I have one question.
Now you want to talk very.
Right.
Very intention very strong, right? You want to talk.
Yeah,
you want to share.
Yeah. So I talk.
Right. Yeah.
So, I think I don't understand yet, or I can't like see the seeing and the hearing as objects, or maybe I do not understand it yet. How to see seeing or and hearing as objects, like the sense doors, because and I thought maybe this is because I'm not yet understood the observing mind, like what is the observing mind.
But you know you're aware and you can see, you can say, just now you can simultaneously you know seeing and hearing, right? That's enough. You stay like this long time, you practice and slowly the mind understanding what is the object, what is the mind. Like a body sensation, a long time meditate, the body sensation is obvious. Object and mind different, right?
Right.
Because of long time practice. Now is you start to practice seeing and hearing.
Yeah.
Continue like this.
Yeah, so just need to continue. Right. Yeah. Also, just one more thing. I had a feeling that the energy is not very balanced in this kind of very aware state because I had like feeling of some pressures in the head.
No
like,
balance. When?
Yeah. I mean, during these states of like strong awareness, because.
Then your mind is not balanced?
Yeah, I mean the energy is not balanced. I mean I still like putting quite a lot of energy into trying sort of being to be aware. I know that we should not be
aware at that time.
Yeah, but still I just have this feeling that there is still a lot of energy going into sort of trying to be aware of something.
Yeah, this is an old habit.
Yeah.
Now you are grow, you are not shy.
Yeah, okay, so I just noticed I'm not sure.
Before we are shy, we do too much. Now you have become grown, then no do like it before, like a child. That is a practice, nature of practice. When we start to learn, we spelling and C-A-D, get, right? C-A-D, get, I-S-S, we are spelling and reading. If you many times you understand it, you cannot need to read. You don't need to read the get, right? Just read. Then understand and finish. You get the meaning enough. Then later, your learning process is no need to like practice before. Kindergarten, not kindergarten. And you're middle school, high school, now become college, and later professor. Right? They change. Your learning is changing. Not all the time like this.
Yes, right.
Start coming, rising, falling. Left, right, left, right. Doom, 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 doom. Next time, come again like this. So this is not progress, right?
Right. Yeah.
The mind becomes speeds different, momentum faster and faster. The nature of practice must be changed.
Can you say something about how to recognize that moment when you stop pedaling?
Yeah, free.
How to recognize that moment?
Because the nature show you. You know, you recognize. Sometimes you forget. When is there? then you notice many times. You not try to mindful, but awareness is there.
Yes.
Then mean is your momentum is coming.
So you drop. Track.
If your this day coming, you notice.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
Because of different. Yeah. If you relax, if you are relaxed, you can see. But if you not relax, tense, and you try do all the time, you don't see this.
Mm. Mm. Okay, thank you.
Yesterday was really smooth ride. I didn't need to, didn't need to pedal at all.
What?
I mean, it was
what?
Smooth ride.
Smooth.
Yeah, very easy. I mean, the awareness was just.
You
almost
see,
like natural.
Naturally, they're talking like this. Day by day, day by day, the process, you continue practice, experience is changing. Then
yeah, well, experience are changing. And today was a bit defilement day. And I noticed it actually more through thinking. Mm. I noticed that I have to put a little bit more effort on the practice. But then I also noticed that my mind was processing a lot of greedy thoughts.
Mm.
And I... Through those thoughts, I realized that there has to be greediness in my as my defilement.
Mm.
But my question is how to actually notice the defilement directly, because this time I couldn't actually pinpoint or notice the defilement itself. I noticed only through my thinking and through the fact that I had to put
whatever,
more effort.
Whatever, you can know anything, anyway.
Yeah, so sometimes it's not direct.
Sometimes we can know about the thinking.
Yeah.
Through the thinking, the defilement there.
Yeah.
Sometimes we know the feeling, we know the defilement there. Whatever, the mental state you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I also, it was very interesting actually to
thinking is most subtle. Through the thinking is knowing is most subtle defilement.
Yeah. I kind of noticed that maybe the defilements are almost like using the mind for their own purpose. Because
that's why I said beyond the thinking, just some motivation is there, nature is there.
Yeah.
Greed mind is think. Or loving kindness mind, think. Compassion mind, think. Wisdom mind, think. The thinking beyond the nature is there.
Yeah.
If you never saw the thinking, you cannot never see that this beyond the thinking, what nature is motivate. That's right.
Yeah, because it
that's
seems...
That's why if you check your attitude, then we know that our thinking, then we can understand.
Yeah.
What kind of thinking? If you have many time, a lot of experience about thinking, you watch, you can thinking, then you know what thinking is defilement or wholesome or unwholesome. You can feel.
Yeah. And
experience.
Almost through today felt like when I noticed there was greedy thoughts, I let them be a little bit like that. And I noticed that more greedy thoughts were coming and kind of the defilement got bigger the more I let the greedy thoughts to be active.
Okay.
So it's like the defilement was using the thinking to make defilement bigger.
Right.
So it's
feeling,
using the mind for its own purpose.
So you see feeling and thinking, which is fast.
Yeah, well... Impossible
sometimes
to say.
Sometimes we feel emotion, you see the emotion, feeling and thinking together, right?
Yeah.
Which is fast.
It's impossible. I couldn't say. I felt the feeling
whatever.
Was getting more intense.
Idea, some idea makes some feeling come.
Yeah.
But this feeling and... Because of feeling, then the mind both thinking about this.
Exactly.
Because
then
of thinking,
the
then in the energy support that this feeling increase.
Yeah.
Then cause and effect, this pattern like this.
Yeah.
Spin is more faster, more stronger and stronger.
Yeah.
Right? How they grow? Then you see, this means it's investigation. You can see the activity of mind and how the mind, define how the mind grow. Also, how the awareness quality, wholesome quality becomes grow. You
exactly.
can see.
Exactly, yeah. And it's very interesting to see that when the awareness comes into the picture and I'm not getting involved in the thoughts, the whole pattern just collapses.
Then, that means you are not fit. The
exactly,
Then he cannot have a chance to grow.
Yeah.
That's all.
So simple.
Right.
Thank you.
Now why your defilements become greater and greater, grow and grow, because of momentum, become defilement. Now people, defilement come, Beginning is small, and slowly, slowly bigger. And now you see this become process.
Mm-hmm.
We are involved. We are not involved in right attitude and just watch the intelligently, right attitude and watch the awareness and watch. They come and they go. No need to grow.
Yeah.
Cannot grow. So defilement becomes stronger and stronger because of we are not don't understand, don't aware, we feed. Then he becomes more stronger, bigger and bigger. Later he overwhelms your mind, the whole mind. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Thank you.
Sayadaw, the other day you said something about how you trained yourself that the attention goes outward or that the energy kind of goes outward and you kind of trained yourself to come back, to come back, to come back when you went to the market.
How much energy we focus to pay attention to the concept.
Yes.
But outside meaning concept.
Yes, that's,
And now you know the nature and concept. Mm-hmm. You understand the nature and concept. Now we are more pay attention to the nature, compared to the nature.
So, but
concept is automatic because the mind unconsciously he do.
Yes.
He know very well.
This yes.
Is now our view is new wall is nature, reality wall. Now we are fish. We can know now start. So now we more pay attention to the nature.
And but how do you do that without controlling?
Without controlling, how do you do?
Yeah, this.
This is understanding. Cannot. If understanding finish, you understanding what is a real nature, what is a concept, then the mind know how, which is important thing, then the mind do itself.
Well, sometimes it does, but sometimes it feels like control.
That time your awareness is no wisdom.
Oh, that's the difference. Right. Yeah. Okay.
Awareness and wisdom together, then he do know very well how to do.
Okay.
But only awareness and without wisdom, then he become confused.
Yes, so but what do you do if there's not enough wisdom and just awareness?
So you must understand what is the concept.
You just let it happen.
What is the concept?
Okay.
Yeah, six concepts. Location, place. Uh-huh. Location, direction, location, the same. Form, color, or light, and black and white, light or black, whatever, color, and name and time. You are more attention to the these six. Mm-hmm. This nature, this is a concept.
Can you say that again?
Location, direction.
Yeah.
Direction, location or direction. Where?
Mm-hmm.
Where is this? Is a place.
Mm-hmm.
Direction, far, near, far. Right. Mm-hmm. Direction, then place. Where is it? Where?
Mm-hmm.
And also time, name, color. Another one.
Form.
Yes. That's why people meditate, they feel movement, but they say up and down. Up and down is a location, direction.
Mm-hmm.
And some people pressing, some feeling is suppressed, pressing feeling or something, but they think is somebody up, down, to press.
Yes.
That is a concept.
So then it's just...
Just notice a feeling or pressing feeling, that's enough. Right.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's why just now the yogi said location, right? The mind is here.
Mm-hmm.
That is the this is a place. The mind just created this. He believed that there is a mind. So always he look in this place.
Mm-hmm.
But actually you can feel, you can know this happening or not.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like sometimes there is this difference with, like I can feel sometimes there is more concept and control and sometimes not.
You know the mind, knowing mind or watching mind or awareness, where is this?
Mm-hmm.
Actually the mind is nowhere. The whole body condition have mind.
Mm-hmm.
Intention, where is the intention? If you finger intention is there. But and move intention, let intention is there.
Mm-hmm.
And have intention, your intention is there.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Intention is nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Full of the whole body. Yes.
Today I started to have doubts a
about if I do the practice, if I know how to do this practice.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to clarify.
Right.
Is this, is it, I mean, when I sit and walk, is the aim to be aware of as many objects as possible at the same time?
Yeah, that mean is you are still in the knowing mind or awareness.
Mm-hmm.
That mean is he already know the five sense door open already. If you follow the object, is very tired.
Yeah.
Not follow the object, stay in the awareness or knowing mind, the mind state. The mind naturally know the five sense door. That means it's simultaneously you can see many objects.
Mm-hmm.
But we are not follow the object.
No, that's also a thing that I was wondering about, to follow the object. How do you define, I mean, if I'm sitting and meditating and I'm actually observing...
Where your mind pay attention, the body or mind?
Well, if I observe the breathing, but I'm also aware of other things, of sounds and things and
that's
that.
That's okay. That's okay.
That's okay. That's not following the object.
Not following, yeah.
Okay.
We not target to this object, but we know it.
Mm.
That is a nature, is working already. But your personal effort is breathing.
Mm.
Other object is the mind naturally knowing that.
Yeah.
That is a nature.
Mm.
That is enough. We are not doing this, right? He do his job.
Yeah. So the difference between the practice that many of us have been doing before, where focusing on one thing, is that here we keep the mind open to all other things as well.
Right. Later, you no need also make object.
No. So, is there any benefit of having done a lot of focusing practice?
Huh?
Is there any benefit of that?
Because if you do like this, you cannot see more natural process detail and subtle level.
Mm.
Only what you want. You see this one, you see that one. You cannot see the whole thing, the whole picture walking, you cannot see like this.
Mm.
Because of you are personal, you use effort all the time, involved with it. Practice. Mm. So nature practice is not coming.
Mm. Yeah, I'm not so sure. I mean, I don't feel that even though I've been doing another method, it hasn't been always just focusing.
Right.
There has been openness as well.
Yeah. Then if you open, then you no need to focus, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the same. If you have no strength enough, if you are practicing continuously, daily activity, you are practicing daily life all the time, you need to start to the focus object, main object. Because the mind have enough strength. Because of continuously like this. That time, you no need to start to the one object. But you are not like this, stop and lost. Then you can start to practice, start to this focus. Rising, falling, or breathing, start again. Mm. Then it becomes strength, then you can open.
Okay.
That's all.
Yeah.
If you continue practice, you no need to start like this.
Because I find in daily activities, it's much more difficult to, I mean, when you just observe the objects, and they sort of...
We don't observe all objects. We are just take care of the mind. That's all.
But
the mind do itself.
But when you have to sort of interact with the object, like eating them or talking to them or anything like that, then...
This is the nature I'm already doing.
But then...
This is not you doing, the mind doing.
Yeah, but then it's much easier to focus on that one thing.
You can start. But if you are not scared, you can start. One thing, focus to stay in awareness, stay here. First, you need to use as one object, stay the mind, awareness, stay here. But awareness becomes stay here, so no need to object.
Okay.
Right?
But we can still have a sort of the eating which needs some attention to be done.
Yeah.
But there is still awareness of the surroundings, but they are not so strong anymore.
Yeah.
That's
That's okay.
That's okay.
But long time practice, continue practice. That's why I say continuity of practice.
Mm-hmm.
Then that's natural, before natural nature doing is not strong enough. But momentum come, he do it very clear.
Mm. Yeah, because I when I practice walking, sitting and so on, my mind is very calm and there's lots
we
of...
We don't like, we are not important to calm and peaceful. Yeah. This is not our aim.
No, it's not the aim, but...
our aim is understand.
Yeah, yeah.
Why, what do you, what for? Mm. Where do you want to go? Calmness or understanding? Calmness, you practice samatha, no problem. That is the right way.
Mm.
Because your aim is calmness, peacefulness. You practice samatha. If you practice one, understand, you cannot practice like this.
But actually, it's not the aim, it's not calmness. The aim is always understanding.
This is a byproduct, calmness, peacefulness, byproduct already.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is not our aim.
No.
So sometimes not calm and not peaceful, but we know how to practice and we can understand it. We must know wisdom very deeply, very suffering time also.
Mm.
So peacefulness is peacefulness also object, suffering also object.
Yeah.
We can learn. Important is you need to know, you need to aware wisdom wisely wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
That is an important point. This calm or not calm is this is nature.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I said the experience is we are not responsibility. Whatever come, we can learn.
Mm-hmm.
If you are scared, how to watch?
But you talk about seeing Dhamma nature. Is Dhamma nature seeing the anatta, the three characteristics?
Seeing, not seeing, understanding.
Understanding. Okay.
Yeah, not seeing. Sometimes experience and understanding is different.
Mm.
Sometimes, many times, experience without understanding.
But this right attitude is to see in a sort of anatta mode, isn't it? To see that this is just nature, it's not
that is
me.
Naturally the mind to appear is okay.
Yeah.
You not talk all the time, this is anatta.
No.
Personally, you not intentionally not involved like this.
Mm.
You just watching and with the wisdom. Then wisdom grow, he do his stuff.
Mm.
Appear is very simple. You not expect that he come his way. That is more real.
So in this practice, it's not good to know too much theory, I think.
Which one?
It's not so good to know a lot of theory, you know, because
that's why
then
you
go back to thinking, oh, this is what it says in the suttas.
No. This is wrong. If you don't have information, you are not high level.
Mm.
You just a little bit like this. You more understanding, more theory, more understanding come.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and theory you need. Without information, we only have information like this, we understand like this.
Mm.
That's why we need to learn more, and theory also important.
Yeah, sometimes I have the feeling that maybe if the theory sort of takes over the experience sometimes.
Without theory, you cannot make the practical.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If you don't know how to do the process, know how to how what happening, we not clear very well how to practice. Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
This is information data. This is how to say. When in America, the one first they said you need this is a information technology. I teach like this. The one lady said, she also teach the information technology. They said first you need data first. If data complete. Then you know what is happening, then this become knowledge. And this knowledge, if you can apply, this main wisdom. So you need to collect the data first. Right.
Today I feel a little bit sick. Headache and pain and.
So how about practice?
I'm observing, and I think it maybe it's a
no karma.
It's a kind of vipassana sickness.
Yeah,
it will come and go.
Sometimes when you become sick, people the understanding they use a lot of energy before. Uh-huh. When the sickness, the mind no use, but already the mind can do. Sometimes we can know the different situation, the awareness how to walk, mm-hmm. right? Then your mind, your face today is more calm and more peace mm-hmm. because of sickness.
Yeah, today the first
because
time
people, if you're not sick, they're too much active. If you're sickness, the body and mind is not interest anything. Just calm down. The mind will calm. But if you're not angry, if you're not upset, the mind will calm.
The last time I reported here that in the morning I had experience in the morning session experience of laughing and crying.
Laughing and crying.
Crying, yes.
Crying.
And cry like tears.
Why?
Yeah, I told you. It felt like an inside, but there came no inside.
Oh.
It
was, then?
As if it would come, but it didn't see anyone. And this morning, the same happened, and I think that there came an inside. I could see.
Your inside is now start to glow, small coming.
Yeah.
And but this not coming to image yet. Mm-hmm. If continue like this, then your understanding become. Mm. Obvious.
It was a feeling when my dukkha and I could see how I in daily life and in sitting meditation, I'm feeding my greed and greeting habits and greeting thoughts and so on. And when I let go those thoughts, I could see how in daily life I always making my own jail.
Dream or?
Jail. Prison.
Okay.
From dukkha. It's homemade. It's my own jail.
And your daily life is in the prison? You feel like this?
Now?
No. Before?
No.
Now what do you see in the jail? What do you mean?
In the morning meditation, I could see how in daily daily life I do this prison.
Oh.
You understand?
Okay, do read the prison.
Hmm? He realized how in daily life he creates prison
yes.
for himself.
Mm. Oh, okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's mm-hmm. good. And?
And then suddenly a big space opened.
Right.
From light and beauty,
right,
and some other I don't know the word I don't know in English is what's das deutsche Wort Erhabenheit. Es ist sehr schweres Wort, Erhabenheit.
Some awe-inspiring.
Oh, okay. Mm. And?
Okay. And a theoretical question.
Yeah.
Object and mind. The knowing mind, I understand, is vijnana.
Yeah.
Observing mind, I think it's.
Five indriya.
Five aggregates.
Indriyas? What's indriya?
Awareness, samadhi, effort, faith, and wisdom.
Ah, so yeah.
Five indriya is watching.
Mm-hmm. And the object also is mind.
Object is physical or mind? Both.
Object, physical?
Is physical or mind, rupa or nama.
When its object is physical?
Body physician in physical world.
But,
the mental state is mind
pain,
world.
But pain?
Pain is physical.
No, I think pain is mental.
Mental is a feeling. Pain is in the knee, in the body, right? This is not Vedana.
I think
this pain is a yoga. Yoga object, is a disease.
Yeah, object, pain.
The pain is disease. The mind feeling is Vedana.
So right? I don't understand this concept.
The pain, you mean you meant the pain, right?
Yes,
mental pain is mental. Right?
I think pain is always mental.
But physical pain. Physical sensation is pain. Mm. Right? When you feel needle put here, where is this feeling come?
In my mind, I feel it in my mind.
The mind is feeling unpleasant. This is a sharp sensation is here.
When I'm without conscious, without any consciousness, I don't feel any pain.
Yes, right.
There's no pain.
Yeah.
There's no object, there's no pain.
There's no pain, but the body sensation is what?
No body sensation, but I'm...
What is a rupa?
Rupa's body.
Rupa is a hot, cold. Hot, hardness, softness, coldness, and movement. That is a rupa. Right? For example, why the sound is not nama, not mind? The sound is mind or rupa or nama? The sound. The sound is rupa or nama.
You will say it's rupa, but I think it's mind. Yeah.
You think it's mind, but theory is theoretically said the sound is he cannot know himself. That's why rupa. Knowing the nature of the mind is knowing, feeling, this is a nama. Different definition. Mm-hmm. Rupa cannot know himself. Mm-hmm. Can know is nama.
But when I'm observing the object, the physical object.
Yeah, right.
It's only by the knowing mind.
Yeah, by the knowing mind, right. Knowing mind object together, right. Mm-hmm. You can see like this.
But the object, how can you say don't follow the object when I see the object only by the knowing mind?
Yes, right. That's right. That's why you know the knowing mind, the object is already there. But different nature. They are different nature. That's why I said object is something known by the mind. He is being known. Right? That is object. So object must be physical, a rupa or nama. Both. Mm. But knowing or watching is all the time nama.
Mm.
Rupa cannot know.
Yeah.
Okay. But different nature. Rupa is different nature. Nama is different nature.
Okay, I will think about
it. Right.
So I am here just only 4 hours about.
Right.
And now during the discussion, I found out that I have probably big hindrance in my mind. As I started to be very bright, that I can observe a lot of objects at the same time.
Uh-huh.
As I have tinnitus, so that it means that I can listen thousands of trumpets and thousands of bells and drums at the same time.
Okay.
Yeah. And my question is, as sometimes... Normally, it's possible to live with it, but sometimes it's very intensive. Do you recommend it to use it as an object for some deeper observing? As in fact, I could recognize different phenomena, different objects in all this mass of voices.
Yeah.
Does it have some sense to work with it more deeply, for example, to find...
Don't go too deeply. Don't try to make deeply.
No.
Deeply. No. As much as you can and maintain continuously.
Yeah.
Deeply
yeah.
is your strength of mind is to himself.
Yeah.
Right? You are not involved in that deeply.
I think to find out when the phenomenon started and when it finished.
That is a wisdom quality, wisdom job.
Yeah.
Understanding job, not your job.
Yeah.
Your job is maintaining that when it's
yes, okay.
reminding. Yeah. That's enough.
Yeah, that was my right. question. Yeah. Thank you.
If you want to see clearly, involved to this subtle level, then your craving is coming.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. I've been having some very interesting experiences working with patterns of pain and fear and aversion. Mm-hmm. And
fear to the aversion.
I'll explain. The way it went several times is that first the awareness is good and stable and calm, then there's the recognition of a physical sensation of contraction, tensity. And it's like it's like a big ball of tension and contraction. And then the first reaction is like a little bit of a shock, and then it calms down again. And then I recognize the aversion to the tension and the contraction, which is also painful. And then I recognize became aware of the thoughts that were going on, like screaming voices, the aversion expressing itself like, no, 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 I can't have this too much, I can't take this, and so forth. And then it was possible to bring in right attitude, which was not there before, becoming aware that, because before it was it's my feelings, and I can't, my pain, I can't have it.
I cannot.
I cannot have my pain. And then in the moment that right view came in, the thoughts were quiet. And then there was just the sensation left, still the contraction, but no more I. And then the question came, the mind asked the contraction, what are you contracting against? What is this? Because this, again, it was recognized as aversion, the contraction itself. And then it became clear that this is a habit pattern. And that the actual, the actual stimulus for the contraction is in the past. It's not there anymore. It's just recreated by the mind. And then again, there is aversive reaction to it. And then it became clear that that habit of recreating this painful experience and the aversion, the contraction itself becomes the new problem. And then there's aversion against that aversion. And so there's layers of aversion against aversion. That became very clear. And then the whole tension, not immediately, but slowly subsided. And throughout the day, the tension has been down. And my body has become so much lighter. And
this is, if you investigate the understanding calm, understand clearly, then the reaction is naturally he cannot do this. That is the best way, because understanding.
What is still here is, or what? It keeps happening again and again. In the procedure of learning through the meditation, I keep having these fear reactions coming up.
Yeah, but immediately cannot. One time, not enough. You again and again and again. Practice again and again, and slowly understand becomes stronger and stronger. There's then no problem anymore.
And there has been a realization along with that then, that what makes the fear reactions come up is the fear of doing something wrong, and that because of all this authority figures in my life not actually, or also like with the way I used, I was taught then to meditate and was not allowed to think about it, that the natural intelligence wanting to work, when it starts to work, actually wisdom mind starts to work, it creates a fear reaction of that, I may not do this. And so sometimes it still comes very strongly, and sometimes it's just recognized and gone.
So slowly the wisdom, if you're watching with the wisely, wrong also no problem. Then more clearly this is wrong. No need to. If you watch with the wisdom,
yes.
So, doing is wrong is not big problem. If you sometimes no need to fear to wrong because you are watching with the wisely right attitude. Yeah. If you wrong, he know this is wrong.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So no need to fear.
No, right? I know. Yeah, what I found then is really where the weak point for me is not the awareness, but the wisdom that I keep forgetting the
right view and awareness. Right, view is the first, more important.
Yeah, awareness is there, but the wisdom keeps getting.
That's more important, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now you got it.
Yeah. And since then, I've been starting to just feeling very clear and. Much lighter, big relief, and also the talking meditation very interesting, because I don't find it so difficult actually to remain aware.
Okay.
Only there the
if
same thing.
If you're interested, this okay. You can practice.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Same thing there. What I find most difficult is to think about all this is just nature happening in between, not all the time, but sometimes to realize, even within conceptual talking, it's all just nature happening.
Yeah.
Okay, then I have a question about something you said yesterday in the group meditation in the morning, which I wasn't sure whether I didn't understand or what exactly you meant. You said we can take any object, and then you said natural object is better.
Better.
What did you mean by natural?
Natural is the mind know already. No need to find. No need to looking for.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Then I understand. And the other question is, how does what you're teaching here, how could I relate that to what is said about Rigpa in Dzogchen? Rigpa in Dzogchen, do you know Tibetan Buddhist Dzogchen?
Dzogchen and Rigpa, I heard about this, but I don't know.
Okay, because I would like to know.
I don't know.
No.
Dzogchen is some people say to me, I heard about this name, but I don't know what the teaching.
Yeah, okay. That's a pity. Yeah, then just one more experience was that made me laugh and is also humbling in a way, in a good way, that I repeatedly have the experience now that I thought, oh wow, now I understood something, big insight, and then 2 hours later, big insight, then the next big insight.
One time, not enough.
No, I know. It's just funny to see.
Yeah, you a little bit understand it. The mind say, I understand. But later you forget. But
or you see it was only a partial understanding or not understanding.
If you really, really deeply understand it, you never forget. Anytime you can call back very fresh. Right.
Yeah, I don't mean forgetting. I mean realizing that it's only...
So slowly, energy, weaker
partial,
and weaker.
Not,
yes.
It's not
that's why I'm not enough. Many times to grow. Let them come many times. Then he's going to be better and better.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Good.
Anybody?
I was thinking about the talking meditation. Yesterday, I mean, I know that I have very easy to not follow the right speech, to make, you know, to say some gossip or something like that. So I was very focused on trying to speak, you know, wholesome speech.
Yeah.
But I wasn't actually aware of anything else, only the person I was talking to and my intention of wholesome speech.
Yeah.
But should one also be aware of...
Later. Later. First beginning, this week of very beginning. So we can start slowly, slowly. No? Slowly, slowly, not like very open, very not easy. Right.
No, it's not easy.
So what we can start with the present moment in, when you are talking time, start to the present, awareness present. That's all. Mm. That's all. If you more stable, more skillful, then the mind naturally he can more know the other surrounding also. Right?
Yeah. Mm.
Okay.
You have a you skill any six and door. Seeing, listening, everything you skill, then it become open.
Mm.
We are aware, you see, then something happened, changing, immediately the mind know. We are paying attention here, talking, but somebody doing this, if you are not focused too much here, you are aware, you are seeing, immediately the mind know.
Yeah, that's another thing I was thinking about, that sometimes, as you said, we are aware, even though maybe the mind is daydreaming, but I'm walking, I'm still aware a little bit of, otherwise I would fall down or something.
Yes, why? Yeah.
But does that count?
That means you're aware, you're seeing, your sound, you're hearing.
Yeah.
If you know this seeing, hearing, many skill, so you, no problem.
But if you're actually lost in a daydream and you don't know, you don't know that you're aware.
That's the thought, then we don't know the sixth sense law.
So you have to actually, that's what you mean by awareness of awareness, that you know that you're aware of something.
Yeah, right. That is more stronger awareness.
That's when it sort of counts as
awareness.
Yeah,
he is accounting. Main gonda, he's still main gonda, he knows everything. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, that's enough.
One more.
Mm.
If I may. Back to Rupa cannot know itself.
Right.
So it takes the mind to know anything happening in Rupa.
Yeah, right. If the mind is awareness, is sharp, or strained, you know the body already, the rupa, because they are connected all the time.
Yeah. So wouldn't it be possible then anyhow to say that the pain is in the mind, because it's the mind, if there was no mind, the rupa cannot have pain by itself.
Cannot contact, cannot know.
Cannot
because
know.
They are contact patta and vedana.
Yeah. Right?
Then you know. Patta means is object and the object and the base. We have six and door. Outside is object. You contact with, so we call contact.
Yes.
Then after contact and vedana come, then we know. Because of, if you are blind, the object is there, seeing is there. Size, object seeing size. Size is there, but your base, eye base is broken, the knowing mind cannot come.
Mm-hmm.
With unconsciousness cannot come. Because of contact is broken.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because of your base is also rupa. This eye base and size also rupa. Rupa plus rupa equation mind. Very funny.
Yeah.
But actually, rupa plus rupa must be rupa.
Yeah.
But nature is different.
So that's a very rupa mysterious
rupa plus rupa
thing.
Equation mind. This base, eye base and side object is of rupa object. Eye base also rupa. Two rupa contact, then consciousness come.
It's mysterious. Huh?
Logically, logically it's a rupa plus rupa equation. Rupa must become. Why is it become nama? This is the my body and my relationship.
Yeah, and then also if awareness changes, it becomes sharper and sharper, the perception of rupa changes.
What? Rupa is not changing.
No, the perception.
Perception is, yes. Perception is not... Perception can change, right?
Yes.
Right.
So that would mean to say, how do we know... is there a rupa? Because it... how we...
there's a... reality rupa is not changing. The concept can change like this. But right concept, right understanding know that it's reality.
Okay.
Reality rupa is an understanding object. Without understanding, that we only know the perception.
Without understanding, we only know the perception.
Perception, with the perception. As it is mean is, this is this quality, this real reality quality. Characteristic. Every object, every rupa have their own characteristic have.
Which can only be known through the mind.
Yeah, this is his characteristic have. This is a wisdom can know. Wisdom can understanding the, his own characteristic. Because fire element, wind element, different characteristic.
Okay, thank you.